Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. We're taking a look into data security as well as some of the methods and companies that are trying to address this particular issue. A few months ago, SailPoint has unveiled the Horizons of Identity Research report to examine the maturity of enterprise identity programs. In it, they show that the hyper-innovation and rapidly evolving technologies drive global organizations' mature identity programs and are becoming business essentials to secure and enable digital capacities at scale. The survey data, based on insights from more than 300 cybersecurity executives globally, has revealed that the current state of the identity security industry and assesses the maturity of enterprise identity programs. There's plenty that needs to be unpacked here. Joining us from Hong Kong, Chen Yubui, the SailPoint's Senior Vice President of Asia Pacific, joins us. Bowie, let's talk a little bit more of the report, but before we go into that, maybe you can touch a little bit more on identity security.
Yeah, thanks, Ibrahim. Thank you for having me on the show. I think identity security has been a has been evolving, right? We at SailPoint actually has been in this business for the last 17 to 18 years. With 2005, more than 2005 implementation across 65 countries, right? And over the years, we see how identity has evolved from just purely a governance play where people are just trying to figure out how much access to give to each employee and what system, to really now be at the core of cybersecurity, the modern cybersecurity platform, right? So and at the core of this, identity security is actually very important. And this is really because if you look at how over the years, especially in the last 10 years, where digital transformation has been taking place in a very, very rapid pace. And over the last 3 years during the pandemic, there's a lot of changes that has happened with businesses and enterprises, right? The pandemic changes the way business operate. If you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, businesses were rushing out to buy laptops, VPN licenses, just to cater for business continuity, right? And that basically actually is the start of the change in the working habit. You see that many of the employees are going to remote working and then over time now into hybrid working style. And that's a irreversible trend, which means that people can work from anytime, anywhere with any devices registered or not with the environment, right? And on top of that, you see as well, there's a huge change in the workforce with many businesses and enterprises. There is a mix of, just purely employees to now contractors, remote worker, on-site employees, and also digital non-human RPA bots, et cetera. That brings about, a challenge around how do you then define enterprise security? Because in the past, the thinking is that if any identity or any employee gets into a gated environment, which is your enterprise environment, it is deemed like this is secure and this person can be trusted. But however, if you think about it now with the remote working, people are now accessing the enterprise environment remotely and therefore bringing whatever risk they have in the environment into the enterprises. How can you be very sure that the person who's in your environment is the right person, given that they can access from any unregistered devices and so on and so forth? Therefore, this redefine, basically the new firewall. The new firewall is really the identity. And therefore, if you think about it, the move then into a modern identity security at the core of cybersecurity becomes very, very important, right? So in order to do that, more and more, enterprises really need to understand, right, have full insight and intelligence into the environment, understand the identity, the access needs, when can they access to what. Just think about it for a moment. If you think about a non-human identity, for example, a bot, right, the bot is so efficient, it runs maybe 3 or 4 rows in a day. And in that 3 to 4 rows, when they're running it, they all have different access and privileges. How do you manage that? For example, as well, right? There is a rise of gig economy. People are now contractor most of the time. There is a huge amount of rise in non-employee. How do you manage your success? When do you terminate them when it comes in? And how do you ensure that they don't have access to your critical system? So intelligence is important. Second is about autonomous, right? How do you make sure that you can then, speed up the identity decision, freeing up the identity team to focus on critical things? When some changes happen to identity, how do you autonomously actually trigger off a certain action to shut down their access, or for example, to increase the access temporarily, right? And third is to make sure that the identity security platform that they use actually can actually integrate it seamlessly into all the IT infrastructure, because you need to embed identity context into the entire digital ecosystem. So all these three part of a modern identity security is very critical from a cybersecurity perspective.
There's also that whole idea of companies being aware of identity security. What is the level of familiarization and personnel attachment to try to solve identity security for companies around Asia Pacific, and perhaps a little idea of how companies understand or are aware of it in Malaysia?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting question. I think most people understand there is an increase in cybersecurity attack breaches and so on and so forth, right? In Malaysia, for example, I think in a recent MDEC report, I think the Malaysian Digital Economic Corporation, I think there was a report that came out, 84% of the businesses in Malaysia has been actually been affected by cyber threat incidents. 76% of those have suffered more than one attack. So the knowledge that there's an increasing rise in attack is clear. But however, I don't think that everybody really understand what the changes has happened. And I think that the understanding of identity security is probably varied across and a little bit diverse, right? And it ties back to the maturity stage of a businesses or enterprise around their identity security journey, right? And this is consistent with our latest report, which you earlier introduced, right? It's really what we call the horizon of identity. And in here, when we survey 350 enterprises, the cybersecurity professional in there, and about 15% of that is coming from APAC, we see that companies actually are at a different maturity of the identity security journey. And what we see is that 45% of companies are really at what we call Horizon 1. And this is the lowest maturity, if you may, right? And this is also where the bulk of the enterprises, you are trying to understand the shift that's happening right now into identity security. They have lowest maturity, they lack strategy and technology to enable the management of digital identity. And we see another, what we call Horizon 2, is really, companies which have adopted some identity technology, but still very much heavily dependent on manual processes. Sometimes it's, Excel spreadsheet and just I would say pen and paper kind of approach, right? And then you have about 20% of the enterprises who is actually at Horizon 3, where, they realize the importance of that, where identity security has to be at the core of their cyber enterprise security solution. And they have actually started, the identity program, and it's digital and digitalized in nature. They are scaled up, they adopted widely across the company to reduce human error, right? And then you have Horizon 4, where companies has now gone beyond just a digital identity program and system, but moving into automation at scale and really using, AI to be able to enable identities, which helps to kind of allow them to kind of manage the huge amount of identity they have to deal with. And that's about 6% of the people that we spoke to in that space. So it's not a lot, right? And Horizon 5 is really the utopia, right? And this is closer to the future identity, where people are actually are using it in a very extended and a unified identity approach. But that's, at this point in time, really no enterprises we spoke to are actually at Horizon 5. Yeah, so if you think about it, your question is that how much awareness businesses in APAC and in Malaysia are aware of identity security. I would say maybe about 45-50% probably are in the space where they are still trying to make sense of it and have some rudimentary processes in place. And then I think slowly over time, with more awareness, that's going to start to shift, right? But it's important how enterprises are going to use this opportunity to then, understand where they are. And we do have a tools that if they go in there, assess, do a self-assessment and see, understand which maturity level they are, and then plan out a strategy to go through that journey over time.
Okay, we'll go for one short break before we continue on our conversation with SailPoint. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Chen Yuboi, the SailPoint's Senior Vice President of Asia Pacific, joining us from Hong Kong. Let's talk a little bit more about the idea of stimulating the need for identity security in Malaysia and APAC. We're looking at how the awareness and perceptions and importance of corporates and perhaps even governmental institutions to address this head on. And more importantly, Bowie, what kind of investment is needed, financially and non-financially, to help mitigate the risks arising from identity security?
I think there's let's talk about the non-financial first, right? I think it's important that a certain amount of education that goes out in the market for both the regulator as well as businesses and cybersecurity personnel to be able to do that, right? I think firstly to understand how the shift in cybersecurity has happened, triggered by, like what I said earlier, the pandemic, the digital transformation. Because if you look at it, digital transformation actually drives a lot of these challenges, right? Company, in order to survive this change that is happening, especially accelerated by the pandemic, has accelerated on digital transformation because that's where businesses and relationship with their customers happening. But in their haste to transform digitally, very often they have not transformed their enterprise security to catch up with digital transformation that they have gone through, and that actually opens up a whole bunch of risk area for them, right? So for I think so it goes back to again, right? Education mindset is important. I think government in Malaysia, for example, are now talking about investing to help businesses understand and make that investment. It's important. I think it's important as well to think about how do you create professionals who understands this into the market, right? Because one of the challenges we have as well in the market is the lack of identity and cybersecurity professional who understands this change and this shift and how to deal with it. So I think that to me is a mindset change. And then if you talk about from an investment perspective, it's important for company to understand and to not compromise around how they view identity security, right? And even enterprise security in general. For example, we've seen companies who actually compromises by thinking too shallow rather than deep. What I mean by this is this, right? So a company who thinks that, hey, I got to solve a cybersecurity problem because I have an audit issue to resolve, right? Rather than thinking about it comprehensively. And you and I know that solving an audit issue doesn't make a enterprise more secure. And we also see company where they are actually compromises by actually thinking too narrow rather than too wide, right? So for example, to understand enterprise security and identity security, the thinking is that, hey, if I'm secure on the PAM, privilege access management, or I'm secure from an access management, I'm okay. But that's only those few swim lanes are only a part of the overall larger equation, right? To be able to understand widely and understand that, it actually cuts across many different silos is important. And lastly, we see company actually compromising by thinking short rather than long, right? And what I mean by this is many company has legacy identity security platform in place, but because it's too difficult to implement, to drive and to run, most of it do not have AI to power and supplement the intelligence, makes it very hard for businesses to kind of do it extensively across the enterprises and organizations. What ended up happening is that they are now only protecting a small set of the employee and systems in their environment, which they deem are critical. But you and I know that, very often it's the most seemingly unimportant access that gets compromised, right? And because of that compromise, end up, becoming a very, very, very large breach. One example, last year, I think 2021, sorry, the year before, Colonial Pipeline is a very, very famous breach that happened in the US. It's a company that actually supply gas to the East Coast in Americas. And they actually paid $4.4 million of ransomware just to solve the breach that they had. And the source of that issue is actually one of the identity of their contractor was compromised, and the hacker was able to use that to enter into Colonial Pipeline, therefore, triggering off this ransomware. And it is consistent as well with a report that we see in ISDA that says that 84% of the breaches in the world are identity related, right? So I think that helps. And then if you look at them from an investment perspective, it means that company needs to think about, as they step into the different horizon, which I mentioned earlier, what kind of investment you need to put in place. Investment in people, like what I shared earlier, is part of the change of mindset. But also investment in modernizing their identity security platform, right? Moving more and more into a solution that allows them to do three very critical things. One is actually to provide the intelligence, deep 360 degree view intelligence overall. The other one is it has to be autonomous, like we shared earlier. Identity continue to increase. The size and the skills and variety will increase. How do you manage that? You need to have autonomous platform to help manage that. And thirdly, you need to have a modern identity security platform that allows identity context to be embedded across all the digital ecosystems so that you have the full visibility to manage that. And only through that, you can then manage that whole identity security as part of a business essential within an organization.
All right, one more short break before we continue on our conversation with SailPoint. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Chen Yuboi, the SailPoint's Senior Vice President of Asia Pacific. Bowie, let's talk a little bit more about the key trends of identity security heading into this year and perhaps what we need to expect for the 3 to 5 year horizon when it comes to identity security.
Yeah, I think there's a few things that we see will continue and will be a very critical trend overall, right? One is, I think identity-based cyber attacks will only continue. It will not stop. In fact, it will increase in a large way, right? So, and therefore, this drives a shift in how cybersecurity posture in our enterprises are going to change. Intelligent and autonomous identity security solution will become part of a business essential. So you see that trend happening as companies start to understand, that the identity-based cyber attack will continue. Second is that zero trust is now become necessary and reality, right? Zero trust security is not new; it's been around for a while. But now with a modern identity security platform, like SailPoint, you will see that it's becoming a reality. And this adoption of modern identity solution will accelerate, throughout this year and probably into next year as well. The other thing you will see as well, because of the mix of the different mix of variety of the workforce, you see that there is an increasing understanding and need to secure non-human identities like the bots, and also securing non-employee identity. And therefore, you see a rise of what we call a non-employee lifecycle management. You simply put NELM, right? And what it means is that as companies get more and more digital, there will be an increase of contractor. There was a report by Gartner that says 71% of organization reported a rise of contractor compared to 3 years ago. So that trend will happen and it will drive a need to get better in securing this non-employee identity as well. The other thing...
Before you go on, I just want to know a little bit more about the kind of risks that might be involved in this space. Not many, because we were discussing just now about 45% or 50% of companies are aware. And the trends are just, as you were elucidating here, it's very, very clear that this is going to be a big, I guess, problem for companies to deal with. How do you marry these two problems? Companies not, or half the company being aware and identity security being a big deal in the years to come?
I think a lot of this is really, at the end of the day, helping company to understand the risk that comes with it, the education that needs to happen. And also, we work through a lot of partners. A lot of partners are also now being engaged by the larger enterprises to help them understand what are the blueprint that they need to look at from an advisory perspective. How do they kind of adapt to the changes, right? So I think that's important. And I think at the end of the day, it's also working with we do work with many different agencies to help do that education, the regulators as well. In Singapore, for example, we will work with Cybersecurity Agency of Singapore just to kind of help the the overall market understand what has changed. But again, right, I think the understanding that identity is becoming very important is starting to take place. In fact, you see the acceleration happening in the last 3 years just because of the pandemic driving that understanding, right? I think the fact that suddenly enterprises had to go out there and set up many employees to work from home, setting it up, making sure they have right access, brings and surfaces this up to many enterprises to see that there's importance to that. That's one part of it. The other part as well is that you see that increasingly government regulators are putting in more regulation and audit requirement and compliance to that. Starting with the banking sectors, you do see that there is a continuous evolution on what will be part of the requirement to comply to a cybersecurity requirement from regulator like RMIT, from MAS. I think that will also drive, probably a better understanding of what is needed. There are specific areas, like for example, in RMIT, certain requirement in there that is clearly stated it's an identity security, right? And as company gets into that mode, there's better traction and marrying that together. And lastly, of course, is, you know, if you start, this is hot topic. If you look at the internet, a lot of these things are starting to come up. How identity is actually the core of many of the breach, right? Like I shared earlier, 84% of the breach in the world are the main reason that get started, right? Colonial Pipeline that I shared earlier, Target quite a few years ago, even Uber recently. I mean, all these are because there was a compromise in the identity of either an employee or non-employee that resulted in breach happening.
All right, thank you very much. Bowie, maybe a final word before we conclude conversation?
Yeah, I think, we said a lot about this. One of the key things here is, I think first understand that you cannot get this in one step to get to the end state. It is a continuous journey. But the very first step any enterprises need to start thinking about it is to really get started. And invest in a right modern identity security platform. SailPoint is one of them that allows them to set themselves up to go through the five horizon over the next few years. I think it's going to be important to continue to adapt to that. The number of identity and the growth of identity, both in number and variety, will not stop. It will just continue to increase, right? So that hopefully will be a very important thing for all enterprises to think about.
All right, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. And of course, sharing your ideas when it comes to identity security and the issues around it. That was Chen Yu Boi, the SailPoint's Senior Vice President of Asia Pacific, joining us. There's plenty of items like this that can be unpacked further. Continue to stay with us on Astro Awani to learn more. But for now, my name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.